There are 5 days of Hajj. First of all, I would advise you should relax. Do not take tension. Because I've seen Hujjaj who start worrying, especially when days of Hajj start getting closer. Living in a tent, big crowd. How will a life be in Ihram? Hajj should not increase our tension. Instead, it should increase our happiness. Inshallah, half of your tension will go away when you know that Ihram will only be worn for 2¼ days, not 5 days. Ihram is only for 2¼ days. You already wore for 1 or 1½ days during Umrah. I already said you should become Ihram friendly. And in Hajj, Ihram is only for 2¼ days. It's not for 5 days. This would have diffused half of your tension. Let's talk about what are 5 days of Hajj. 8th Dhul Hijjah, 9th Dhul Hijjah, 10th Dhul Hijjah, 11th and 12th. So main manasik of Hajj are performed in these 5 days. On 8th, we will go to Mina. Where will we go? To Mina. You will have to reach in Mina on 8th of Dhul Hijjah. And you'll have to offer 5 salahs prayers there. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr. When you'll offer Salatul Fajr, which day will that be? 9th. Very good. From Dhuhr of 8th till the Fajr of 9th, stay in Mina. It is Sunnah to offer 5 salahs in Mina. Now remember this. After Fajr of 9th, Dhul Hijjah is the crucial day, the most important day of Hajj, which is known as Yawm-e Arafah. Without that, Hajj will not be completed. The day of Arafah. This day has come, 9th Dhul Hijjah, known as the day of Arafah. Now Haji has to go to the plains of Arafat. Well, it happens sometimes, from some places of Mina, caravans start their journey towards Arafat in the night. You can request them. Sometimes leaders of the caravan agree to your request. A few people collectively request to act upon Sunnah. They agree to provide you transport next morning. However, Islamic scholars have said that if caravan is departing at night and you won't be able to reach Arafat next morning alone, then it's better to leave with caravan at night. Because going to Arafat alone and finding your tent is not easy. Although it is Sunnah to offer Fajr of 9th, but if you cannot act upon this Sunnah, it's better to go with your caravan to reach your tent easily. And now remember that whole day of 9th Dhul Hijjah, we will have to stay in Arafat. Where? Yes, in the plains of Arafat. Yawm-e Arafah is very special day. Anyone present there after starting of Zuhr time in the plains of Arafat will become Haji. Yes, even for a moment that person will become Haji. Yes, if someone stayed in Arafat after the starting time of Zuhr, even for a moment, until next day before Subh-e Sadiq, that person will become Haji. But remember, the one who has gone there before Zuhr or even after Zuhr cannot leave that place before Maghrib. Yes, this happens. Some people start moving towards Muzdalifah after 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No. Thanks to our Dawati Islami, you can download mobile application Awqat Salah, prayer times, which includes prayer times of the world. This will be really helpful for you. This app will help you to see prayer times of city Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, until Maghrib time does not start in Arafat, you cannot leave Arafat. Got it? Fine. After Maghrib, you will come to Muzdalifah. This night, Allahu Akbar. In excellence, this night is better than Laylatul Qadr for a Haji. This is very blessed night when du'as are accepted. Here, you enjoy more lying down on a hard surface ground than a comfortable bed of 5-star hotel. You spend this night there. Now it is day of 10th Dhul Hijjah. What do we do in Pakistan on 10th? We do Qurbani. It's the day of Eid, isn't it? The very first thing Haji does on 10th Dhul Hijjah is Rami. We'll have to stone the Shaitan. After that, Qurbani is performed. After that, head is shaved. Please remember sequence of these acts. First, what we have to do? Rami. After that, performing Qurbani. And then males have to shave head. You're free from Ihram's restrictions. And it's just morning of 10th Dhul Hijjah. Maximum afternoon of 10th, within 2½ days, you'll be free from the restrictions of Ihram. Except one restriction relating husband and wife's relationship. One will get free from this restriction after performing Tawaf al-Ziyarah. Well, 10th of Dhul Hijjah will be your busy day. As you would do Rami, Qurbani, and then Halaq, you will take bath, change clothes, and if you wanted to do Tawaf al-Ziyarah, you could do, or you could do next day. The day of 11th and 12th, the days and nights of 11th and 12th Dhul Hijjah should be in Mina and you'll have to do Rami. Now you'll be left with one wajib Tawaf al-Rukhsat. and that will be done before going back to your country. So these are 5 days, first day in Mina, second in Arafat, and rest of 3 days also in Mina. Altogether, these are 5 days. And on last day, 12th Zulhijjah, after Asr, you can come back to Makkah before sunset. If you look at this way, there are 4.5 days and 4 nights. So keep calm and relaxed, as now there are more facilities. Even some tents are air-conditioned. Washroom facilities are also there, whereas food is also provided. Alhamdulillah, now there are more facilities available. You can also take your things which you need. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, you won't face any major problem whatsoever. If you help others and remove other people's problems, surely your tension will go away. Inshallah, we'll perform Hajj while helping others.